This podcaster grew from 1,000 to 7,500 downloads every month in 8 months and now earns five figures from his podcast.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Tiago Shea.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover how David grew his podcast seven times over, even after stopping posting on social media.
The simple shift that helped David add thousands of new listeners to a show and how you can do the exact same.
And finally, how in this period, David also generated multiple five figures from his podcast and regularly attracts tons of monetization opportunities into his business from his new podcast growth.
Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster.
Anthony, who is David for people listening?
So David is one of our clients.
Yeah.
And look, we wanted to share this case study of David because the number one reason why business owners with podcasts that we see anyway end up quitting isn't because they don't enjoy the podcast, it's simply because of the fact the ROI from all of the time, money, and effort they've invested into the show is just way too low. So whether that's like slow growth because the podcast isn't growing and picking up traction, whether that's low engagement because listeners aren't speaking to them, so they feel like they're speaking to an empty void, or whether that's simply just a lack of money that they're able to generate from the podcast. So they decide to invest their time and energy elsewhere that does drive more ROI. So we want to share this with you to show you that it doesn't have to be this way. Growing a podcast is a simple process that any business owner can follow and get great results. And things can change very fast if you get out of your own way and let things happen. So here's how David went from nearly quitting his podcast after 250 plus episodes, stuck with slow growth for 4+ years, to 7xing his growth in 6 to 8 months, and making more money in that time compared to all the prior 4 years combined.
So David had a problem that most podcasters never admit out loud, which was after 250 episodes of his podcast, which was Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, month after month, the numbers stared back at him, just over 1,000 downloads, sometimes a little less, but never more.
And like most podcasters, David, well, he learned to start a podcast from people he respected. His content was solid. He knew exactly who he wanted to attract. And he genuinely felt like he could make an impact for the show. The listeners who did listen did love the show. And the few feedback he got from those listeners mentioned how his show was game changing. But with all of that being said, to him, he just felt like he had gone so far with his own knowledge. And he just felt like he was out of answers and didn't know why. It felt like he was creating all this amazing content, but his show still wasn't growing.
And this frustration crept in slowly and then all at once. And David is a well-respected, very successful author, speaker, and leadership trainer with valuable insights about leadership, recording episode after episode and sharing this, yet watching these episodes disappear into the void.
I think that's what makes it probably more painful is the fact that so many podcasters out there for you, when you're like an expert and you have all of this experience or you're extracting a ton of value from your guests, it's almost a contrast of knowing you have so much value to share of high density that's super meaningful, but not enough people are listening. And that contrast was what was so painful for David. He was putting in the same amount of effort, if not more, in comparison to what he's doing today, but his growth had essentially flatlined. 4 years, 250 plus episodes, stuck at 1,000 downloads per month.
So you were saying David is putting in the same, if not more effort back then and having less growth. So what were all the things he was doing to try and grow at that time?
That's a great question, mate. And I think it's a typical thing that we see, right? Just like most podcasters who've ever felt stuck. For David, he mentioned how he was posting these episodes on social media. He had created a bunch of clips to go online and he was spending so much time vetting, qualifying the right guests to come on his show. And he was spending all this time to interview guests that he thought were incredible. Now, the crazy part about this is across the, 250 plus episodes that he'd done, he mentioned how only 3 or 4 episodes increased listenership for his podcast. Let that sink in. Across 250 plus episodes, maybe only 4 of them moved the needle. And even though this episode quote unquote moved the needle, he still never broke past 1,000 monthly downloads. So Tyler, the answer is, again, he was doing everything that people tend to do, showing up, trying to figure out where his audience are hanging out, creating great content, being consistent, and unfortunately for him, getting nowhere. And I think David mentioned this during our case study, which was he felt like he was pouring in all this effort into a black hole. He mentioned how, you know, you feel like you've got all of this great content, you're trying to get out, and you're hoping it's going to lead to more business, more work, more traction, but it's just not happening. So this left him at a crossroads, Tyke. And what was that?
Well, it was the decision that haunts pretty much every podcaster who's poured their heart into a show that won't grow. After so many episodes, should I just call it quits? It's been a good run. You know, we gave it a good try. Is it just time to move on and put the energy into something else within the business that will drive more results? For David, there are a couple things that kept pulling him back from that ledge, and we're very glad about that too. What were they, Anthony?
So the first thing was the mission, right? David mentioned how for him it's really meaningful work. He explains that he wants to help more people and know that if he could help them, it would massively change how people lead within corporate roles and corporate positions.
Now, a lot of people say they are mission-led, right, and want to impact people. But when push comes to shove, not everyone cares enough about that mission and fully fulfilling that mission rather than just saying they're on that mission. And not everyone cares enough about fully realizing that impact they want to make to invest in getting high-level mentorship to make that mission come true when it gets to the point where it's that or it just never happens. And when push came to shove, David was in fact very real and was driven enough and cared enough to get the help he needed to impact many more leaders, his audience, around the world.
Now, I love this because it sounds grandiose, but like you mentioned, actions speak louder than words. So that's the first thing. He was mission driven. The second thing was, for David, he was just very aware that his podcast should be generating more clients, that his podcast should be reaching way more listeners because it's in a very popular space. And he sees other people finding success. And he was also very aware that his podcast should be generating revenue for his business. Organizations needed what he was teaching, but there was a lack of connection. There was a lack of business impact. For him, he just felt like it was an opportunity that was totally untapped. It just hadn't happened yet. So he made a choice. He decided not to quit. He decided not to keep doing the same thing, but to find someone who knew how to grow and monetize podcasts. And if you remember, we recently made an episode titled The 4 Podcast Belief Systems That Keeps You Under 5,000 Monthly Downloads. In that episode, we broke down how one belief that keeps so many podcasters stuck and gets them to the point where they're quitting is accepting the current results as they are, and seeing where they currently are with their downloads as the grand finale, as big as their show will get, accepting their results as the show's true potential. Whereas for David, again, he didn't have this belief. He knew he had huge potential of his show, and he was aware that what was missing from him was getting high-level mentorship with someone who had a proven strategy for getting his show in front of more people. And that's when he decided to work with us and join the Get More Listeners Academy. Now, for those who aren't aware of what this is mine and Tyke's, our personalized one-on-one growth and monetization program for entrepreneurs and experts with shows.
And within the first 30 days of David joining, something David hadn't seen in months started happening, which was the numbers moved. Not dramatically, not overnight, but they moved.
Now, David mentioned how he started to see an initial bump in his listenership. And of course, we were able to then refine the process through the program. But another eye-opener that David wasn't expecting when he joined the program was, again, his realization of how big his knowledge gap actually was. He'd been creating content for decades, but he explains how there was just so much when it comes to podcast growth and monetization and how growth and strategy works in regards to podcasting that he was completely unfamiliar with.
One thing that really stood out to me is he said that a big thing for him was that understanding general website SEO is totally different to podcast SEO. And this is one of the reasons why so many podcasters struggle to grow with podcast SEO, meaning the show never gets onto the page. It never becomes visible on Apple and Spotify. And for David, he said to us quite quickly, like, looking back, you don't know what you don't know. That's exactly why he'd been stuck. So Anthony, what specific changes did David make?
Well, the first thing that we did was get way more clear and specific around who his show was for. The second thing that we did was we presented a show in the most attractive way to attract that type of person. Again, these are leaders who want to lead from the heart, and they want to focus on stuff like boosting productivity in their team, leadership and management skills, and teamwork skills, and how to get a team being a lot more collaborative. We had to define that clearly and then present the show in the best way. This meant changing his show name. We actually added a subtitle to make his show name a lot more descriptive to attract those listeners. It meant changing his podcast description. So when someone discovered a show, read a description, they would instantly know the podcast was for them. It meant changing and giving him a brand new cover art so he stands out, looks way more professional, and attracts way more of the right listeners. It also meant that we created a much more targeted content strategy based on what the listeners he wanted to reach, rather than just relying on guests. We started focusing more on solo episodes where David was the person providing the value to his audience. Because again, we wanted to grow and monetize the show. And in order for him to monetize and for listeners to want to work with him, they needed to see him as the expert, as a person they should want to work with.
Ultimately, David stopped doing what everyone else was doing. He stopped posting on social media, no more short form clips. And of course, we mentioned guests and the interviews and how little of them had led to growth. No more hoping guest interviews would move the needle. Instead, he focused on one thing, which was making his show discoverable for people actively searching for his solutions, which meant getting him ranked on page one of Apple Podcasts for boost productivity, leadership and management, teamwork skills, and of course, leadership.
Now, this is huge, right? Because it meant that David, up until this point for the last 4 or 5 years, had been podcasting with great content, interviewing amazing guests, but he just wasn't visible on the main platforms new listeners go to discover new shows, and that's Apple and Spotify. Whereas now he's actually actively experimenting with episode titles, he's testing different topic approaches, and we're being way more measured, refined, and iterating as we go along. And what's really enlightening and should be encouraging for you is that this is a process, right? You have to try things, you have to get data, establish your benchmark, and then try again. But again, you need to know what steps to take in order to test, what changes you have to make, where to put your energy. And having that strategy and the support with a high level mentorship meant that for David, we had a shift that was both strategic and tactical. We had high level thinking about who's actually searching for what he taught, combined with the nuts and bolts of the tactical shifts he needed to make his podcast more visible. And the results speak for themselves. David's show grew to more than 7,500 monthly downloads per month, 7 times what he was getting when he first initially joined the Get More Listeners Academy.
But the numbers only tell half the story. David said that he now feels like the podcast is never a suck of time or energy anymore. And he's consistently on the upside now with so much opportunity ahead, which for me and Anthony, honestly, is very, very fulfilling and rewarding to hear, and also just amazing spot to be in for any podcaster, right? We mentioned at the start how so many shows can just fade away and just end up stuck in the same spot and really end up plateauing and with no clear plan to change that. So to go from pouring effort into the show, not getting much out of it for years, to exploding the growth and actually and really realizing, you know, every time you speak into the microphone, you are impacting people's lives and making money for your business is such an amazing spot to be in. The energy shift is palpable. You know, where David once felt frustrated and stuck, he now feels energized and confident.
And the funny thing is for David, even though he's super busy, he mentioned that his biggest frustration now is that he wants more time to take away from his business to invest more into the podcast to get even better results. That's how much more exciting things have gotten for David. And I think something that's often missed is the fact that, well, because David's show is now ranking for the right keywords, he's attracting high-level clients and monetization opportunities into his business. Whether that's him working as a consultant for big companies or getting hired to do speaking engagements, he's finally driving the ROI for his business and fully tapping into the potential of his show, which he always believed in, but never had the strategy to fully execute up until now.
Look, David almost quit at episode 250. After doing everything, quote unquote, right, according to conventional advice for years, posting social media, interviewing guests, looking for the biggest guests, doing short form clips, doing all of these things consistently, and all he had to show for it was 1,000 downloads a month and no tangible ROI and confusion and doubt if this all even mattered. The turning point wasn't working harder or creating more content or a common one, interviewing bigger guests.
No, the turning point was this. He decided he wanted something more. He wasn't going to settle for a show he knew wasn't reaching his full potential. That's the first thing. The second thing is he found a high-level mentorship program he resonated with. And thankfully, we got the pleasure of working directly with David to help him get these results. And finally, he actually took action, made the show way more targeted, and finally optimized the show for podcast SEO, which meant he was finally visible on the main platforms new listeners go to find new shows. So today, he doesn't feel stuck. He actually feels energized. He doesn't wonder if it's worth it. He wishes he had more time to invest. And he doesn't pour all of his time into a black hole. He watches his show consistently reach the exact listeners and drive massive ROI for his business. Now, our encouragement is to let you know that you can do the exact same. So if you are in a spot where you've heard this and you either feel inspired or you recognize that, hey, actually, I am just guessing, I am just hoping, I'm just doing a bunch of stuff, kind of on autopilot, but I don't want to keep doing this. I want more from my podcast. I want more opportunities from my show. And maybe you don't know what steps to take. Well, that's exactly why we created the Get More Listeners Academy, the exact same one-on-one mentorship program that David went through to get this transformation and get these results. And I would like to extend this opportunity to you. If you're interested in working with us one-on-one to grow your podcast past 5,000 to 10,000 monthly downloads and monetize within 3 to 6 months, go to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast. And with that being said, we're about to drop a testimonial so you hear from David himself.
Hey, I'm David Dye. I'm the host of the Leadership Without Losing Your Soul podcast. I was averaging, when we started working together, just over 1,000 a month. Now, today, I'm at pushing 7.5K a month. So, 7 times increase in listeners, which has been phenomenal. I was at a point where, out of answers, I didn't know what to do. I had gone as far as my own knowledge could take me. And, feeling a little frustrated, like you got all this good content you're trying to get out and things, and then putting in a lot of work, putting in the same amount of effort, if not more, as now, but not seeing an increase in listenership and appreciation from those that were listening. But like, gosh, that feeling of frustration, like this could be better, could be bigger, could be helping more people, and not sure how to get there. And I did have those moments of, should I just, hey, good run, call it quits, say that was good, put my tail elsewhere. The reason that I wanted to keep going and I wanted to get more out there is, one, the ability to help more people if I could get to them. The second reason for me was business oriented, feeling that untapped potential of, this could be a way to generate clients or sales or organization to work with organizations. And that felt like completely untapped potential, like it just hadn't happened. So to increase listenership, to help more people, and then help our business by helping those people, those were the two reasons that I wanted to continue. And so I definitely did my homework. So there was a credibility there Yeah, it did not take long, honestly. And I know, you know, we have to be careful about overselling results with folks. And it's not like, you're going to see instant results in 5 days. It's not that kind of a thing. But within 30 days, I started seeing numbers increase. So there's a process to it. But even in those early days, within that first month of doing the process, I started seeing some initial bump in listenership. And I was able to then continue to refine that as I proceeded through the program. A couple of weeks ago, there was somebody who needed some answers for a particular leadership challenge they were facing. They like podcasts, so they went specifically to podcast platforms and started looking for answers. They found it because I have done the things that you taught in terms of how to take full advantage of podcast SEO. The second thing in answer to your question, like what would I tell a business owner is you don't understand it. I guarantee you don't understand podcast SEO. Even if you do understand blog post SEO or general web SEO, which who actually understands it at this point? But even if you do understand that, podcast SEO is different in some meaningful ways. And if you want to be found, if you want your show to be found, it can be. If you can do the work, if you can follow the process to get there, it can be. And that will make a significant difference for your downloads, listeners, and ultimately whatever impact you're trying to have. So the social media posting strategy for me did at most, it was a very flat trending line up, but very, very little. By comparison, so we shared numbers at the beginning of the conversation here. I'm at 7.5 times the amount of downloads I was a year ago. I have almost entirely stopped posting on social media at all. None of that growth is coming from social media, right? It's all coming through SEO and people actively looking for the answers that this show is helping them to solve. I never feel like the podcast is a suck of my time or energy. Sometimes it could feel that way, like you're just pouring all this effort and work into a black hole, and are you ever going to see any return on it? It's funny, my biggest frustration now is not that I'm putting time in and not getting the results out. It's that I want more time to put in so I can get more results. Get More Listeners Academy has paid for itself in terms of business results just by having a show that's demonstrating my thought leadership, my ability to solve potential clients' problems and help them in those specific ways. I'm getting calls now and getting emails saying, hey, I listened to an episode of the show. Is there any way you could do that for our organization? We could really use this help. And I've had, you know, I can track back, well, certainly 5 figures worth of revenue now and more in the funnel to people who listened to the show since I started making the changes and doing the work and get more listeners. Mm-hmm. So if you're on the edge of that decision, I think the first thing you have to do is really figure out, what does your show mean to you? Mm-hmm. What is it doing for your potential listeners? And do you care about that? If you do care about that, making the investment in your show to me is a no-brainer because the process that's available to you works. And the frustration and that sense of fatigue or hopelessness or despair, right? That kind of feeling that comes in, it's not your fault. You've been doing the show. If you got 1,000 listeners a month, it's because you're doing something right, at least in the content that you're sharing, and that's being valuable to somebody. If it's that valuable and it's that meaningful to you, why not get it out to more people in a way that can further fuel your work, your business, and allow you to make an even bigger difference for people? That's what this will do for you. So if you care about that, this is a way to do that. And the investment is worth it for the energy you're going to feel on the other end as you start making that difference for people and as they start coming to you and saying, hey, you made a difference for me and can you X, Y, or Z in a way that's going to lead to dollars in your pocket and an ability to make even more difference in the world.